Let a smile be your umbrella this morning. I hope you're smiling, Pat.
Rainy days and Mondays will always get you down.
It's a more than a shower here.
Yeah, it's rain. It's not a big deal though.
No. But it's a steady rain. It's a steady rain. But at least the temperatures now. I hate to say this. It's 51 degrees, okay? But it's 51 degrees at 6:50 in the morning.
Right.
So that 51 feels a bit warmer than it would when you're in the middle of the day.
Right. Well, it's going to 60 to 65 today because the showers are going to leave in the next couple of hours, at least tentatively. We'll get some sun. There could be another couple of showers popping up this afternoon, but it's not going to be widespread. Then partly cloudy tonight, 45 to 50. Another front heads our way tomorrow as the clouds increase and we get some late showers. But we're in the mid-60s. Then behind the front, we cool down. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, 60. Sunny Thursday, 60. So, I mean, it's not a tremendous cool down, but, you know, for the most part, we're saying a high of 60, which means you stay in the 50s for Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, but if there's no wind, it'll feel okay.
There'll be plenty of wind.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. there'll be plenty of wind tomorrow, and there should be wind again on Wednesday. And I tell you that because tomorrow, if you go into the city, you better be prepared for that. It's not going to be, any kind of wind advisory. But the wind tomorrow should be 15 to 25.
A steady 15 to 25.
So, brisk. And then on Friday, we'll start with a little sun. And showers will return. And those showers will be out of here before Saturday morning. It's just that Saturday, although a nice day, a dry day, it'll be partly sunny, it's going to be windy. And then Sunday will be fair. So that's how it shapes up. Big, big storm coming out of the Rockies, headed for the upper Midwest. It is going to slam them. Northern Plains, going to get blizzard conditions Wednesday night into Thursday. One computer model, which is our new GFS, is forecasting 3 feet of snow for some locales in the Northern Plains. 3 feet, which would make it one of the biggest storms of the post-winter season.
Do you think that'll happen?
I think somebody's going to wind up getting over 2 feet. I just don't know who, but it's somewhere between Nebraska. I would say from Nebraska up to the Dakotas, eastern to Minnesota, Wisconsin, and down to Iowa. And that area right there, they're going to get blitzed.
We don't have to worry about snow, though.
No, we are going to be getting rain from that on Friday. Yep. So that's the good and bad news. I mean, if you were traveling out there, you're going to have a problem. But if you're not... we just have to put up with showers here. That's it.
Frankly, who travels to the Dakotas from here?
You never know.
Oh, come on. You never know.
I remember one of my friends being offered a job in North Dakota. Literally, they were going to double his salary, and they would move him there.
And he turned it down.
Called me and he said, how's North Dakota weather? I said, well, I said, they have two seasons. Winter and 1 month of summer. He goes, what? I said, and it's brutally cold in the wintertime. I said, in the wintertime, it is often well below zero. He said, no wonder. So they offered to paying his moving out. They were going to put a down payment on a house as part of the deal and double the salary.
What business was he in?
Let me see if I can remember this. Something management, not...
Waste management? Garbage?
No. It was more like someone who did bidding and stuff like that for organizations, put out bids and stuff like that. I forgot what they call them. It's not online management. It was something like that. But needless to say, that never happened. Looks like A Quiet Place will never happen as far as my movie.
Why not?
That's it. The director, Gary, is full throttle ahead with Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. So I had to order the DVD and I ordered the script. So that'll be coming in. And that takes care of that. And that was pretty much it. There was a little bit of reverb from the association because now they're worried about people, members, who would like to use the studio for private parties. They're worried about that, and they're thinking of writing a rule against that after they said it was available because they're afraid that their insurance wouldn't cover all of the liability. That is the biggest bunch of hogwash I ever heard. If you have insurance on a place, on a building, and you have it for liability, of course, God forbid something happened to anybody, or fire, or anything like that, then what does it matter whether there's 5 people in there or there's 15 or 20? So yeah. I think it's just baloney. So it wasn't addressed to me. I saw it through one of the officers who forwarded to me, but it wasn't addressed to me, and it should have been, since I'm the one that takes care of that place. But that was the little reverb from the association this past weekend, and that's it. Believe it or not, I'm getting ready for the dance. I told you we're calling it the Dipsy Daisy.
Yeah.
Dipsy Daisy. So I'm getting all ready for that. I'll have to make a trip to the place, get the menus all set and everything, and get that done. Try to get everything done. And that's it. We march on. 2 weeks from Easter.
All right. Now, I want you to know North Dakota contains the fourth tallest structure in the world. In the world. It is the KVLY-TV antenna, which is 2,063 feet tall. This is a tower that is 2,063 feet tall.
Wow, they must have that up pretty good, huh?
Oh my God, it's got the guy wires have to go over almost, I would figure, miles to set it up.
Has to be because they get a lot of bad winds there.
Amazing. It was put up in 30 days to complete at a cost of $500,000 when it was put up. My gosh. And it was put up a long time ago.
So they must have a pretty strong signal, huh?
1963 it was put up. $500,000. You know what that would cost today? $3
million?
Probably. Yeah, $3 million. But imagine
millions.
That.
Millions.
And people actually climb that to fix portions of it. Well, anyways, there you go. That's the highlight for North Dakota. That tells you something about North Dakota, where a TV tower is the biggest thing in the state. And, you know, for it to be so cold there, it's all plains, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's flat. Huh? Flat.
My gosh. Well, anyways, we learned something at school today, Pat.
There you go. So go home, do your homework, be nice, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, who was the teacher today, me or you?
You are.
All right. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
All righty, bye, Marjorie.
Take care, Pat.